Hello and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. This episode is about my wife and how she spent about 2 hours yesterday sitting on the carpet. And I'm not talking carpet on a chair on something elegant. I'm talking carpet on the floor. She spent 2 hours sitting there laughing her head off, crying a little bit because she was laughing so hard and having an absolutely good time. And it was because with everything else going on, we deal in cycles with the uncertainty and the positiveness and the trying to be grateful when we're just not, and having rough days and just tuning out. I didn't make an episode yesterday. I was watching a dumb movie where giant robots fight monsters. And it was fun. I really enjoyed it. So I hope you don't mind that I took a time. Now, my wife took the time to connect with a friend. They each got on FaceTime, and you know, with the friend up in Canada and my wife here, you know, there's an international border in between the two of them. There's 12 and a half, 14 hours of driving in between two of them. And they were best friends all throughout high school. They connected in a way that they hadn't connected in a while. Both of them were at that phase where they just needed to feel like they weren't alone and to relive some of the memories while they were creating new ones. And that's what she did. And you know, we have those friends in our lives. Sometimes we don't recognize them when they happen. I've come to realize that life is less about the extraordinary moments and more about the ordinary ones than I ever realized before. And I forget that. I forget it quite often. But I've got plenty of experiences to remind me, and I continue to have plenty of experiences to remind me that life is more about the ordinary moments than the extraordinary ones. We often watch a show where the hero is going off and doing something tremendous. And those are great things that happen. And we do have those hero moments in history and in our lives. But for most of history is made up of those ordinary moments where we're able to do ordinary things that make a difference. And so it doesn't sound like much. It doesn't sound like it's a big deal to get on a FaceTime call and talk to a friend. But when you can plan for it, like she did, when you can look forward to it, like she did, she even brought out the old photo boxes of photos that she's saved from the time when her and her friend were more together than they have been in years, and able to pull those up and show them just to the camera and say, hey, remember this, and how's so-and-so doing, and talk about the different experiences that they've had. When you go back and you look at the past, one of the other ironies that's out there is you're actually creating memories in the present, right? You're looking at the past, but you're actually living in the present and creating memories that you'll rely on in the future. There is very little wrong with looking back at your past, especially to find opportunities to improve or to just spend a few moments being who you are and seeing a difference between who you were and where you're at now. I hope that everybody that hears this today will find that friend, find that person that they connect with at whatever phase in life you found them, and reconnect with them in a way that's meaningful and kind and lets you be able to share with them that you love them and appreciate them. We don't often take the time to do that. My wife invested 2 hours sitting on the carpet in our bedroom with the door locked so she wouldn't be disturbed by anybody else, so she could focus and reconnect with a friend. She scheduled the time, she set aside the time, she made the time. And it's a great example for a lot of the folks who listen to this, and maybe that we should do the same thing as well. Schedule the time, find the time. My list may be out of order. Find the time, schedule the time, and make the time to focus and connect. And the technology we have today will help. So that way, if you can't do it in person, it doesn't stop you from doing it at all. There's still a way to get it done. And that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. I want to say thank you guys for joining us. And if you want to thank me for being able to create the content, then head on over to one of the share buttons that you've got out there and share this with somebody else that you know. If you want to, we've got YouTube up and running these days. I'm recording these as video, at least for the time being. We could use a few more YouTube subscribers. And if you're up there, hit the bell. Finally, I'd like to let you know that in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?